Yesterday and today, we are hearing different opinions about the presence of U.S. troops on the Korean Peninsula. Yesterday, a member of the Pentagon's Defense Policy Board favored pulling American military forces out of South Korea as a way to force other Northeast Asian nations to take a lead in defusing the situation there. Today, Kurt Campbell, a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, argues the opposite. He says U.S. troops are needed on the Korean Peninsula because the United States should be the stabilizing force.
The young American men clustered together on a busy street in Seoul, South Korea, seem out of place. They all look alike, wearing short hair, baggy pants, and bulky ski jackets. They are outsiders in this bustling 21st century Asian city. But these off-duty soldiers are actually standing watch in the last hot spot of the Cold War. For more than 50 years, young men and women like these have left their homes in the United States to help safeguard the South Korean people. These military professionals are on the front lines of America's global power. Yet these days, for our young Americans stationed abroad, it feels more like the threat is coming from inside South Korea, as demonstrations and personal indignities have increased substantially in recent months. Voices in South Korea and the United States now talk openly about an American withdrawal from the peninsula. Encouraged by political tensions over differences in North Korea policy and the accidental deaths of two schoolgirls run over by a U.S. Army military vehicle. Some Pentagon officials and congressional leaders see the South Koreans as ungrateful and naive. A growing number of South Koreans feel the United States is domineering and paternalistic in its attitudes toward South Korea. The fact remains that North Korea, with its vast army of 1 million men and machines, presents the most serious threat of instantaneous conflict in the world today. The United States has maintained peace on the peninsula and nurtured democracy in South Korea for decades. Unlike Europe, Asia has no collective security structures or regional peacekeeping units. It is the United States that provides for the common security. It is possibly the most important post-Cold War military commitment that the United States has sustained, and leaders in Washington and Seoul must now work together in a time of crisis, yes, crisis, to uphold our common alliance, especially today in the face of Kim Jong-il's reckless behavior. The United States, not China or Japan, is the only honest broker and committed keeper of the peace. Undoubtedly, we can adjust our military presence to make it less intrusive and work to be better neighbors. Americans are criticized as cowboys and unilateralists, but one Korean leader summed it up best when he said, "Alas, they're the only Americans we have." Those young soldiers on Seoul Street look homesick, but it's no time to bring them home.
Kurt Campbell is a senior vice president at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.